This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners.
I see skies
of blue. Welcome to Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we'll be here to answer all your gardening questions. We'll answer some of the questions from our emails. We'll also answer some of the questions from our Facebook page. I've been getting some good response on both of those, so trying to answer some of those questions by email, and then I was hoping to go over a few of them during the show because I did find that some of these are actually really good to have everybody talk about. So that's our hopes on this today. It's we're on our third or fourth day of spring. So welcome spring. It's part of it didn't feel like spring was here. I woke up yesterday morning. There was very little snow on the ground. It was only just a little bit, but brings you back to reality. And you kind of wonder, all right, what's going to happen next? And as New England goes, we have a little bit of snow yesterday, and we'll be close to 60 today. So, hey, is what it is. We'll take it as it goes. But these temperatures are going all over the board, so we should be looking at some good week ahead. Looks like tomorrow might be raining. The rest of the week is supposed to be real nice. Next weekend is supposed to be a great one, so. For those of you who couldn't get out or can't get out today, next weekend looks just as good. So I hope that's going to work out for you too. But it's starting to feel like spring, and a little bit every day. So that means let's get out in the garden, let's get cleaning up. Whatever you can do out there to really start getting cleaned up. There was a lot of wind yesterday, so you might have had some of the some of the loose limbs on the trees falling over. You can definitely be grabbing those, cleaning up that area, getting things just tidied up the best you can. Perfect day to be outside and be working on that. So, just think of some of the things you can do outside. Bring the kids out if you got them with you. Enjoy that cool, warm weather while we can. It's going to be, up and on and better temperatures going forward, but as they said, we're in New England. One day it's snow, the next day it's 60, the next day it's going to pour. Who knows what's going to happen next year? So, just do what you can to get outside. It's going to be a great day out there, sunny soon. Still dark, still early, so, but it'll be a good day out there to just get some things done. A lot of cleanup to get done. Take a look, see, in different areas, if you can put a shovel into the ground, if you can get a shovel into the ground and really get deep in there, the soil is warming up, getting there. Probably still a week or two away from starting to get,
the lawn prepared via, you know, that crabgrass preventer. We don't want to put it down too early. You know, the crabgrass preventer is a 6-week interval type product. So you'd put the, you know, step down and then go to the next step right after. And, put it down too early, you're wasting a little bit of the product. You know, these products that you purchase aren't always inexpensive. So you want to get the best bang for your buck, if you will. So, you know, take a look and, see what's going on. Like I said, it's almost time to be putting that crabgrass preventer down. The best way to tell, you know, and we've talked about this before, but is when you start to see forsythia blooming. When you see forsythia blooming, right then and there, you know it's time to put crabgrass preventer down. You know, that's your key sign. You know, there's no date on it. You know, you can't just say, all right, April 5th, that's the day we need to start putting down crabgrass preventer. This is our flag out there saying, all right, let's go. You know, this is something that's telling us, all right, let's start going on the garden, on the lawn. So, you know, take a look at the different things that you've done in the past. Take a look at what you want to get done this year in the lawn. Are you looking for more lush green? Have you had problems with crabgrass? Have you had problems with weeds? You know, what are the problems? You know, think about it right now before you get started. And, think about it and say, all right, this is what I'm going to do this year. And this is the goal. You know, set some goals so you can get it settled for the year. So you can just jump right into those and get those going. So just, you know, think about what you want to do and when you want to do it and go from there. So, you know, just if it were me, I'd be looking at, you know, my lawn. I had a bunch of broadleaf weeds. You know, there's always crabgrass, and I want to redo part of the lawn. I want to make sure that I have a nice green lush lawn. I'd be looking at it and saying, all right, what do I got to do first? And one of the things that I can't stress enough, what I would want to do is get a soil test done, take an area and figure out, all right, this area, what am I going to do with it? Get a few parts of soil. You're looking to get, you know, about a pound of soil when you get a soil test done. And take a look at them and say, you know, all right, this area is the worst. This is the one that I want to do with the soil sample. You know, kind of represents the rest of the yard. And so you take that and you kind of break it into, you know, rectangle or a square, whatever, you know, kind of comes out to. And what I like to do is get the four corners and then a sample in the middle and put it all together from just that one area. And pull them together. Put them in a bag and get them sent out. Now, you know, we've talked about it for the past couple of weeks, which I think is a great offer. Natural Alternatives is offering a free soil sample. You can get the kit from them. They send you the bag and everything, and then you'll resend it back into them to get it taken care of. So that's one of the steps that you could do, or you could go to a local UMass Extension, or you know, a lot of the state universities have extensions. I know, you know, New York has some, Vermont, you know, Penn State is a good one to send to it. So those are, you know, just a few to really take a look at. But the first thing I would really be looking at is doing a soil sample. Once I figured out what was going on underneath, you know, I'd start getting my soil down for the areas that I know I need to level out a little bit and get ready. So I would get those taken care of first. And then from there, I would have to say, you know, all right, this is what's going on. I got my soil sample results. This is what's going on. This is how I need to do it. You know, obviously, your first step is a crabgrass preventer. So we take a look at the crabgrass preventer, put that down. You know, but if I'm going to put grass seed down, do I put crabgrass preventer down without something to protect it? No, I gotta put something down there that I can use as a seed starter. So that's one of the things that I would be looking at. So once that happens, I'd also, you know, once I get my soil results back and I find out what's going on underneath, what's my pH? You know, is my pH level up there? Is it in the mid-sixes or is it in the fives? Most likely it's going to be in the fives. Most of New England has more of an acidic soil. From there, look at the soil sample. Is there anything else going on there? What are the deficiencies? What do I need to add to it? So that's what I'd be taking a look at, saying, all right, this is what I need to do. Do I need to put lime? Do I need to put sulfur? What's going to help me the most? And once I get that figured out, it's going to be based off of how much I'm going to need. I figure out the quantities of what I need based on the soil tests, and then we'll be putting those down. We'll be putting them down in 6-week intervals, just like you would be putting your step program or your phase program, whatever you'd like to, call it, and get started that way. And be putting those on there, following that step program, following that 6-week intervals, knowing that it's not going to just be 1 year. It might take 2 years to really get this going, or multiple years to really get it going. That way, you see on some of the programs, some of the commercials that say, oh, this is the greatest lawn, look how green it is, yada, yada, yada. Well, it's taken many years for that to happen. Also, it's a commercial, so it's been modified to make it look that way. But in order to get that really nice green lawn, it does take multiple years to get it going. So that's something really to take a look at when you're doing that. So we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. We'll try to get some more information out to you guys.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Come complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, do everything we can to help you out. So we're going to go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
We got Mark in New Hampshire.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. I've got a question. I'm trying to plant some tomatoes, fresh green beans, and a couple of hills of squash. And the problem is, where I have moved to, it is sand. And what I was thinking about doing was possibly getting some, like, drainage pipe, you know, something, you know, a 14, 16-inch diameter and approximately 16 inches deep also, and burying them in the ground, you know, dig out the sand, put the pipe in, and then fill the canisters with, you know, potting soil or something. Is that a good idea, or do you have a better idea?
Well, so it's, you said it's very sandy?
Oh, very sandy, yeah.
Yeah, so...
No dirt, there is sand.
Okay. So the good thing about it is it's very... well drained, but that doesn't, you know, that doesn't help when we want to be planting. So, you know, one of the things I would suggest, the biggest thing to do is to try and bring in some soil and compost to mix into the soil as well. You can definitely dig in and do what you were talking about, but, you know, it's about conditioning the soil a little bit and getting it going and adding some things. You should actually, you know, if you're going to be using a garden, be adding compost almost yearly. Just to get that compost content up a little bit higher. You know, when you do, say you use those containers that we're discussing, you know, don't use a straight potting soil. You want to have something maybe a little bit heavier, that's going to be, you know, for in the garden, like it's more natural. Don't use like a very light potting soil.
Okay.
You want, you can start the plants off that way. That's not a problem, you know, getting them started in a light soil. But what I'd like to see you do is get something maybe a little bit thicker, maybe something with a little bit of compost into it. You can look at, there's some soils out there from Coast of Maine that have some great additives to it. You know, they have a potting soil that has a bunch of blends mixed to it. So it's not just your potting soil. It's some nutrients, et cetera. So take a look at that if you're going to be doing that. But I would first look at adding you know, compost and loam to the soil and mixing that in with the sand that's already there to get it thicker and thicker over years. You know, like I said, the good thing is it, you know, it'll drain well for you. The bad thing is it will drain well for you because you're going to have, you know, water's not going to sit there. You know, it'll just go right through quickly. So if you're looking to do something, definitely take a look at, you know, raised type bed in any way. You know, you're talking about doing the irrigation pipe, you know, some thicker pipes. You know, that'd be the same thing as using a raised garden. You know, just really,
right,
you know, get some loom in there. You know, if you're going to use a big space, maybe order some loom to have delivered. You know, have some nice topsoil or whatnot delivered to you. From there, then, you know, add a little bit of compost into each of the areas. You know, with the tomatoes, I like to use lobster compost. It's got some nice nutrients in there. It's got what's also chitin in there, which is a calcium to help with the blossom end rot. So that's a nice little additive to it. It'll make those areas a little bit nicer each time. But I would definitely, you know, treat it like a raised garden bed, maybe for a couple years until you can build up the soil. Because I would build up the soil at the same time, so inevitably you can use that actual garden.
Yeah, because and the depth for my tomato plant, you know, probably like better girls and summer squash. I'm going to have 4 tomato plants and a couple squash plants. What would be an ideal depth for those?
The best depth that you'd be looking for is 6 to 8 inches, maybe a little bit more. We're going to break it. Hang tight for me. We're gonna go to a break.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are reports Attorney General William Barr could reveal the principal conclusions of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report as early as today. Politicians from both parties urging a quick release. Barr is reportedly reviewing that report at the Justice Department. Officials say there's no timetable for reopening a portion of the Houston Ship Channel, one of the busiest waterways in the nation, after another setback caused flammable chemicals to seep into the water near a fire-ravaged petrochemical tank farm. Coast Guard Incident Commander Kevin Oded, who ordered it closed on Friday, said late yesterday,
"I will reopen the impacted portions of the ship channel once we're able to determine the hazardous conditions do no longer exist and we're able to recover any visible product that is on the waterway."
No winner last night, so Powerball rises to about $750 million. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Mark in regard to his garden. Mark, you still with us?
Hey, yeah, I'm here.
All right, sorry about that. So you were asking right before the break, the depth that you should be looking to plant your tomatoes. And
yeah.
We're looking, you know, obviously the more you can do, the better. If you can at least get, you know, 8 inches of depth, maybe a little bit more, that would do well. Your root system is going to go out. It's not going to go really deep. It's going to go wide. So, you know, if you have something, it's more of looking at the area. You want it to expand and go as much as you can. One of the things that I learned in the past few years, there's thoughts out there at the end of the season not ripping out your plants, you know, your tomatoes, your squashes, whichever, and just cutting them down to about like a half an inch to an inch above the ground to because you've spent all year fertilizing. You've been putting all these nutrients, you've been putting everything in there. So what you do is you allow the nutrients to overwinter there, and then once the ground starts to warm up before you really get outside, those nutrients are in there and active. And then once you start getting into, you know, the growing season, when you start to put your, you know, vegetables out into the garden, that's when you can take them out, because that root system that has been in there is active again. And it's making the soil a little bit more active and ready for you when it comes time to, you know, plant for that season.
Yeah. This will be the we just moved here last July. And, all you know, I just did a couple 5-gallon buckets with stuff. But I wasn't sure if they quite had the room that they really needed. And this year I wanted to put a, you know, more of a substantial thing in over there. So you would think that if I had something, say, 16 inches in diameter and 16 inches deep, that would be good for the tomatoes?
Yeah, I mean,
and the
you know, definitely. Try to get as you know much space as you can there. You might not have to be as deep as that, maybe, you know, 12 inches or so. You know, if you take a look at, a raised garden bed, for example, they'll make them like one board up, which is about 8 inches, or you can do, two boards up. And, I'd say your best bet is 10 to 12 inches, maybe like two boards high, if you will, to really get you the depth that you need, especially for the tomatoes. You don't want it to be too shallow, but you don't want it to be too deep because, then you're adding excess soil that you don't need to.
Yeah, because I'm definitely going to do the raised garden for my pole beans. Probably have possibly 10, 12 foot long trellis like I had at my old house there and build that up, for my pole beans. And you think 10, 12 inches deep there too, huh? How wide? Like a foot wide?
Yeah, about a foot wide would work. That definitely is something that would work that way. I would see, that maybe a little bit bigger, but a foot's going to be fine, especially for pole beans. They're not getting wide, so a foot's probably good enough for it. You've seen, there's like a raised garden bed on wheels. I can't think of the name at the moment. My father used to talk about it all the time. And I know exactly what it is. I can picture it. But it's a whole system that's only about 8 to 10 inches wide, that you can actually put a trellis on there to put pole beans, that type of thing. A foot might be good.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, it's been very helpful. I just wanted to make sure that I was going down the right path before I started, looking around for pipe and stuff like that to facilitate what I need there. So
yeah, you're definitely on the right path as long as I would look for the future as well by adding something to the area that you want to use as your garden underneath everything, that compost, some loom, just to get it going, so that eventually you can use the ground and you're not worried about it just being so, in different areas, et cetera. You can use some of that soil that's out there.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Very good. Well, thank you much.
All right, Mark, thank you. Good luck, and keep us posted how everything goes.
Okay, take care. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right.
It's 855-660-4261. And had a little technical difficulties like we've been having the past couple weeks. I don't know what's happening all of a sudden. Boom, computer wants to work, so we're back on. So forgive me for sounding like I was maybe like in a tunnel or something. I was on a cell phone, so we're back. As I was switching, I know Nathan in my ear was talking to me. Nathan, do we have any other callers on the line? All right, thank you. Nathan, who's up next?
Jack in Massachusetts.
Jack, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm over here in West Groton.
Okay.
And, I have a moss problem. I have 5 acres of pasture.
Okay.
And I raise sheep, and I'm getting out of the sheep business. But on the east side, it's a bowl. The two pastures are bowls. And all the leaves, oak leaves and everything, fall off. They end up in the bowl in the spring, so I have to vacuum them up, and then I turn it into compost. So I got about 40 years of compost. I got tons of compost.
Yeah.
And with sheep manure and horse manure and the leaves. But anyhow, the moss problem I have is on the east side of the bowl, and I put down tons of lime.
Yep.
And I'm still having the moss problem.
Now,
but I can't put down anything that it will affect the sheep.
Okay. Now, so it's not just the lime that is the problem that's causing this. It's very acidic. So obviously the lime's going to be helping get it better. But what else is probably going on there is you really have to take care of the soil underneath by breaking it up a little bit,
what happens when you see moss, and you told me it's oaks in the area. Oaks are heavy feeders. They like acidic soils. And so they're going to be building up their fertilizers in the ground, but it's going to build up over time. It's going to be too much. You almost need to clean the whole area. You might have a little bit of a clay filled underneath it.
It's basically sand.
Okay.
Sand and gravel, then it gets bony up in the ridges. Down in the bottom, like you were talking to the fellow before,
yep.
The bottom of the bowl is beautiful beach sand. Everybody wants to buy sand off of me.
Oh, jeez.
And bring me back rubble. So that's not happening.
Okay.
But now, I mean, the sand is in the bottom, and then it's bony on the hills.
Okay. Because usually what happens with moss, there's two reasons. One, it's very acidic. And two, something underneath it is holding all the nutrients away. Do you have any type of soil at all in there?
Yes, there is. I would say there's 6 inches of nice soil.
Okay. Have you had this area like a soil test at all?
No, I knew you were going to ask that.
Well, you know, right now is a good time to do that, considering right. The fact that you can do it early, and if you go through natural alternatives, you can get it for free.
Right.
So, you know, I would look at that because, like I said, normally the pH is very low. In an area where moss grows.
I do fertilize it with a fertilizer.
Okay, what do you use?
I can't think of the numbers right now. It was like 13-something-something.
Okay.
And then I do throw in a lot of 10-10-10.
Okay. Now, for the... What lime are you using? Just a pelletized or a dolomitic?
Well, I'd have the lime trucks come in and use the white. And then now I've gone to pelletized.
Okay, are you using the fast-acting lime or are you using just the regular lime that you...
The regular pelletized.
So, one of the things with that takes about 6 months for it to really work all of its way into the, you know, into the product, into the
right.
soil.
Yep.
Whereas, like, a fast-acting lime, if you were to look at something along those lines...
The expense of the fast-acting is a little heavy.
It is. One of the things that happens with it is that fast-acting lime starts working right away, and you can actually bring your soil pH up almost an entire point in one season, which will get rid of some of that moss. Because, you know, your pH needs to be in a 6.5 range.
Yeah, I know.
With your moss, I'm saying it's probably in the high fours, low fives.
Right.
You know, and putting lime on every year, it's, you know, it's going in there and it's helping, but it's slower. That's really the problem of it. You know, with the fast acting lime, I always double the rate for a three interval session, just to try and get it up there as high as possible. And you'll notice that a lot of the moss will be gone. You know, so it's about working the soil underneath it, too. You can use, like, a moss out or, you know, a moss killer.
I use those, and they work great.
Well, they work great, but then they come back.
I don't put it in the pasture.
Yeah, because you don't want the sheep to be, you know, eating that that chemical that's on there. So I understand that. So the only way to really do it is to work under the soil. You know, under the grass and work into the soil and see what you can do there.
Right.
So I'd really like to see a soil sample so we can tell you what else.
I'm going to do it. I've listened to you and your father, and I guess I'm going to have to get on that.
I mean, it's the perfect time because you're not paying for it, and they're going to be able to give you all the information. The other thing is, too, is if you get it and you want to send it to me, you can send it to my email at paulp.gardenclub@gmail.com. It's on the website, so you'd be able to do it there. But you can send it to me, and I can give you some more information on it, because it's something else going on underneath. There could be a magnesium deficiency as well. There could be some other things going on. Even though it's a sandy soil at the bottom, you know, that might be where the runoff goes, so it's easier for the sand to flow down there. You know, it's also, you know, you said bony. So it's hard to say exactly, because usually, you know, in an ideal situation, moss is a clay-filled area where you can't, you know, the water sits sometimes, that type of thing. So it's an easy, you know, answer. But this is one of those ones where I'd like to see what else is going on. So
and you know, another thing.
Yeah.
Another thing you were talking with the fellow before.
I plant sugar snap peas on the trellis,
yep.
You know, 25, 30-foot rows. And then I put the pole beans, when the sugar snaps start going off,
yep.
I just reseed with pole beans on the same trellis.
Oh, great. That's awesome. That's a great idea. So, Mark, if you're still listening, you know, start with the sugar snaps and then go to the pole beans. That's
right.
That's some great advice, Jack. I appreciate that.
And another thing, I would bury the bucket at least 6 inches if he's going to put tomato plants in buckets because they'll be falling over if he doesn't.
Oh, yeah. You definitely want to try and get them anchored somehow. And by putting them in the ground, I mean, it's not going to hurt at this point. He's not using a, you know, a garden.
Right.
So that's a great idea. I wasn't thinking of that. So I appreciate that one as well, Jack.
Well, I sell blueberries also. And when the house came, I bought a house 55, 60 years ago. And the
yep.
blueberry plants were here. These blueberry bushes, high bush, I'd say they're over 100 years old.
Oh, wow.
So I maintain them and I keep them going.
Great.
So I hear the music, so it's time to go.
Jack, thank you so much.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pillow. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. You can give us a call and we can answer some of your garden questions. We've had some pretty good ones there already today. Some great information about getting out in the garden and what else you can do. So we're definitely looking at getting ready. It's spring has sprung. Oh, I think I read it was going to be about 59 where I am in Lowell, Mass. Not today. Hopefully that sticks to it, because that would be a nice way to have a nice little Sunday and the weekend to be enjoyable out there. But definitely get out there, get cleaning in the garden, get going, because it's time to get started. We're not that far away from getting out into the lawns and starting with the pre-emergence with the crab grass preventers, etc. You should really be thinking about doing some sort of pre-emergent or a four-phase program. If the crab grass or other grassy weeds took over your lawn last year, prevent crab grass and other grassy weeds from ruining your lawn by applying Bonide's DuraTurf crab grass preventer today. Just apply Bonide's crabgrass preventer, available with or without fertilizer, and that will stop the crabgrass and grassy weeds from growing in your lawn for up to 5 months. Do you want your lawn dark green and healthy looking all season long? You need to use Bonide's DuraTurf four-phase lawn program throughout the year. Our four-phase program rids your lawn of over 200 broadleaf weeds and grassy weeds, including crabgrass, nutsedge, and dandelions. This program will also take care of surface insects such as fleas and ticks while slowly feeding your lawn throughout the year. Bonide offers up to a $35 gift certificate to the store where the Bonide 4-phase lawn program was purchased. You can also buy the 4-phase individually as you need them throughout the year. Bonide products are family-made in America. Find Bonide's DuraTurf programs at these fine stores. A.J. Tomasi Nursery in Pembroke, Massachusetts. Coakley Hardware in Canton, Saranac Lake, New York. And in Danvers Agway, Danvers, Massachusetts. We're, maybe a couple weeks away from getting started. Like I said this morning, starting off the show, our forsythias is the sign that it's time to start getting in the lawn, getting ready. That's when, the soil has started to warm up enough where you can really get going. You want the soil to be active so that when you do put a crabgrass preventer that, the soil is ready to take the nutrients. It's not frozen. It's not just hard. It's not just a pact. It's just not sitting there. You want the nutrients to be able to go through and go into the soil to be activated. So they're doing what you're looking them for. Now, if you were to put something like that crabgrass preventer down now, it might work, but you might lose about 2 weeks of its capabilities because, if the ground is frozen a little bit deeper than what you can dig, or if, the frost heave hasn't completely got out of there, it's going to slowly activate, and you're going to miss a couple weeks. Why not use, do the best bang for your buck and use it while it should be active? So that's why the forsythia is such a key, plant in the landscape out there. It's really a flag of telling us, all right, lawn time, let's get going. And that really helps. It's just a reminder. It's something you're not thinking about. You want to get the lawn done, but you don't want to do it too early. You don't want to do it too late. And right as you see that, that's the perfect time to be doing that. So, get out there, get a crabgrass preventer, grab it, a four phase program. You're gonna save more when you purchase all four phases or steps or whichever that way, because a lot of times what the garden centers are doing is they have, each individually priced, and you buy four, it's less expensive to purchase. Some of them have rebates. I know, as I said, Bonite has a $35 gift certificate back to the store that you purchased. Espoma has, a four-phase program as well. They have some rebates. So, you're getting a little bit back when you purchase in the larger amounts. Then you already have it. You don't have to go back and do it again. You could go back to do some other things. We've talked about this before, but using a crabgrass preventer twice is actually a really good one to do. Using a early spring application and then a late spring application. Crabgrass forms in multiple stages, so the first crabgrass preventer you put down might not get the later crabgrass that's coming up. So Bonite has a great program for that. They also have a great product that you can be using that'll just prevent the crabgrass and not fertilize at the same time. So you don't want to over-fertilize as well. So we can talk a little bit more about that in the 7 o'clock hour. 8 o'clock, Art Cockett from Bonite is going to be joining us. I'm excited to have him on here. We've got some great information coming. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.